Do you want to be a girl?
Not anymore. But I got the moobs. Welcome to Uncorked Gamers, episode 95. I am Jeff.
And I'm your host, Dan. Why are you talking like a dead man?
I feel dead inside.
You just took a nap. Literally, sitting in my chair.
It wasn't a big nap. It was like 3 minutes long. It was 3 minutes long total, but in short bursts of like 30 seconds each.
Did you watch any more SGDQ?
I watched all kinds of it, dude.
So did I. Did you watch the Super Metroid speedrun?
Super Metroid speedrun was full of awesomeness. Is what it was full of. Awesomeness.
It was also full of.
Did you one watch,
winner?
Did you watch the?
Doing a 46-minute run.
Did you watch the end of the Super Mario
64 speedrun?
Yeah. It was an encore thing, you know, with the money or whatever. But it was. I thought that was pretty amazing.
That was a pretty good race.
I look at that thing and I was just like, how do these people control that stick so well? How do they do that, man?
It's called only having one video game.
It's crazy, dude. It's just so crazy.
Did you watch the Sonic 06 speedrun?
No, I did not.
It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of catching up to do because it runs 24 hours a day for a whole week.
Yeah, no, so, for sure.
Yeah.
They have a Genesis block, dude. I watched a couple of those.
Yeah.
So fun.
I watched one of my...
I watched the TAS block.
That's always awesome. I love TAS block, dude. They even have a last year. Did they? I don't even know if they did it this year, but last year they had a section where they let there's people who know Taz, right? And they give them a video game, and they're like, you know, they give them one level, and it's like, I want you guys to do a Taz for this one level. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and they give them like I don't know, half hour or something like that, and they start messing around with it. You know, like, and then then there's the winner chosen, you know, at the end. But I thought, you know, like these people, like, and it's amazing how much different they can be. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. People
figure out just different ways, and they go with that. But it was, I don't remember. I don't know if they did it this year, but last year, I thought that was one of the cooler segments of the whole show.
I didn't see them do it this year, but maybe it was in a different block or something. Did you watch the? How was it called? Morodi? The one-handed run? From,
What game?
It was a weird Japanese game. Like, Morido or something like that.
No. I mean, I didn't watch it, but I'm wondering what game that was.
Morido? It was like Castlevania. It was like a Igavania type of game.
Hmm.
You, like, get items.
I missed it.
Double jump. There's a guy, he played the whole thing with one hand.
Did he have one hand?
He had a condition.
Okay.
Only able to use one hand.
So, he had an advantage.
Why?
Because he's been using one hand for a long time.
Okay.
it's kind of like Brawly Legs, dude.
I'll let him know you think
Brawly Legs, dude, Brawly Legs has a condition.
I'm sorry, did you expect them not to play with one? Did you want them to play with two hands? I mean, it was a speedrun of this game.
I'm so horrible.
He was just doing a speedrun. I just thought it was cool that he did it with one hand.
What about Brawly Legs playing with his mouth? What about that?
That's cool, too.
Well, you know what? You know why he can do that? Because he has his condition. He's got an advantage when it comes to playing with his mouth.
No, because he took the time to learn how to play a game with his mouth, not because he has a condition. Capcom wasn't like, oh, hey, here's one mouth mode. It'll make it easier for you.
I am the most horriblest person ever right now.
Horriblest?
Horriblest.
You're blessed by horribleness?
There's nobody horribler than me right now.
Well, you know who's not horrible?
Maybe Hitler.
Maybe.
But that's a big maybe.
I don't know. I don't think he considered people that have disabilities blessed. Or I don't think he gave them an advantage in anything.
I
You might just slightly come off a little bit more
bigotry. All their power goes into one arm now, you know?
I mean, there just might be a little bit more bigotry-ness in your statements than in what Hitler did.
No! Maybe just a little, dude, but, oh, you know what I'm saying, man. You know what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure Hitler wasn't like, hey, we gotta get rid of all those cripples. Why? Because they have an unfair advantage in anything I want to do that involves something that a cripple can do.
You know, when you say things, they make it seem so much worse, dude. You know that? You have a knack for that, just so you know.
I have a knack for showing you the truth of your statements?
Making things seem worse than they actually are. I'm just saying, dude. Like,
let's see if I can make this seem worse than it actually is. So the total that Summer Games Done Quick was able to raise for Doctors Without Borders was...
$1.2 million. I saw them reach the 1 million mark. Oh, Mario RPG. That's the one I enjoyed a lot.
I didn't watch that one. Haven't watched it yet.
Mario RPG was fun, dude. Fun to watch. The Axum Rangers in. God, I love the Axum Rangers.
I don't know what the hell that you're talking about. I never played.
You've never played it?
Oh, I didn't have a Super Nintendo.
You don't need to have one to play it.
I kind of still do.
You know, you can just have a friend that has one to play it.
I didn't have a friend.
I didn't have a Sega, but I played a bunch of Sega games. I played Sonic Pinball. I played Mortal Kombat with the Blood Code. Blood Code.
Did A-B-A-C- you just have a stroke?
A-B-A-C-A-B-B.
Did you just have a stroke? Is that what just happened?
Well, maybe now I'll have unfair advantages because I just had a stroke and I can only use half of my body.
Your words, not mine.
A-B-A-C-A-B-B. That was a blood code. I think that was it. I'm pretty sure that was it.
All right.
I played Beavis and Butthead on the Genesis.
Oh, that game.
Which was a lot different than the Super Nintendo. It wasn't even the same game.
Yeah, that happened a lot, actually.
It was weird, because it was like, they both came out at the same time, basically.
For instance,
as far as I know.
The Ghostbusters games are, like, completely different games. On like, Nintendo consoles,
yeah, it's...
you have to drive around in a car, you have to go to a building at specific
times. Oh, yeah.
But on Genesis one, they're just levels. You just go through levels. It's just a regular platformer.
Yeah, it weirded me out, because... When I played on the Super Nintendo, was Super Nintendo or Nintendo? No, Super Nintendo. It was like, whoa, what is this? You know, like, it's not the same game.
Yeah.
It's a complete new game. I was like, I wasn't expecting that. But I ended up beating the one on the Sega Genesis. Which it was cool because of, you know, pop culture at the time.
You actually beat Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
That was, like, the most confusing game I ever played in my life.
No. You get it, dude. You gotta take a picture of the couple humping in the van.
It doesn't tell you anything.
When the vans are knocking, you're just
going all these places. You go in the mall. You go to the parachute.
Yeah, like, and you gotta pick up stuff, dude. And then you gotta just know where to use it.
And then you just die, and you're like, "What?
You die because you suck." And then there's that fat lady that chases you because you take a picture of her from the van having sex with some dude.
So she pops out of the van. With people having
it was
sex.
At the drive-in.
Never came across them, I guess.
Well, I beat the game.
Yeah. Somehow.
They get to go to the Gwar concert.
It's so crazy that it's Gwar too, right?
Gwar. It's Gwar. Ah, it's Gwar.
That was not good.
That was horrible. Yeah. Absolutely horrendous, actually.
It was like you did the same voice for both characters, and it sounded like a fucking parrot that was dying.
A parrot? Have you ever seen a parrot dying? You never have. You don't know what it sounds like.
I've heard it in movies.
Squawk.
Yeah! It's Gwar!
You sounded like Scooby-Doo! How's that a parrot? Scooby-Doo is like a... What is... Great Dane? He's a Great Dane, right?
I think so.
I think he's a Great Dane. I don't even remember what Scooby-Doo is.
Roar, Raggy! It's Gwar!
Zoinks!
Oh, how did we do this to ourselves this early?
Gee willikers, gang.
Oh, man.
Oh, let's see. I can't do Daphne. I can't do Daphne. Who was the other chick? What was her name?
Delma.
Delma.
Like your
Delma love, and Daphne, your love idol? Yeah.
Your kitty something.
And then there was Scrappy Doo.
Nobody talks. Scrappy Doo was a villain. Didn't you see the movie?
Scrappy Doo was, in the movie, like, they portrayed him as a villain. But he ended up being a nice guy after all, remember? Didn't he have, like, a spirit in him or something?
No. He was just...
No, he wasn't evil.
Yeah, he was.
I think he had something inside of him.
A little bit of evil.
Well, if evil wants to be inside Scrappy Doo, then evil's going to be inside Scrappy Doo. But that doesn't make Scrappy Doo evil.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You know what movie's doing really well right now?
No.
The Secret Life of Pets. You know why the only reason I want to watch that movie is?
What?
Because they have it has that song Bounce from System of a Down in it.
Oh.
Which is not a kid-friendly song, let me tell you.
I
went out on a date with a girl a bit late. She had so many friends. I brought my pogo stick just to show her a trick. She had so many friends. That's not a kid's song. Just saying. Next time, think about that, because people are going to be looking up the song.
I think...
And it was the... it was the
I think out of all the unkid-friendly songs they could have used, they probably picked the one that would be the hardest for people to figure out if they didn't know.
I brought my pogo stick just to show her a trick.
Kids.
She had so many friends.
Girls have lots of friends. Kids show tricks off on their pogo sticks. That's the thing that actually happens.
What is it? What is it? Twister games. All players with no names. They lined up double quick with just one pogo stick. Everyone gets to play. Run away. Expose. It was so exotic. With just one pogo stick.
It's just that one little bit.
He played Twister with a bunch of girls, and he was the only dude.
With the pogo stick.
Just one pogo stick. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been to those parties?
What? I've been to those parties where there was... I don't want to talk anymore. I don't want to talk anymore. I decided to hold that thought forever and never.
Too many pogo sticks.
She had absolutely no friends. Man. Yeah. I want to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it. You know?
So let's move on.
Because it's so inappropriate, but I want to let it out. I want the audience to know this, the Jeff's Dark Corner. You know what I'm saying? That should be a new segment. But I can't. I cannot do that.
Maybe our fans can ask you about it on your Twitch streams.
Man, no. This is the kind of... No, no.
Because he'll be at home.
This is a different podcast altogether, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah.
This is podcast after hours podcast.
Fun times, man. Fun times.
This is your and Albie Dang's breakout podcast. You guys just talk about all the messed up stuff you've done in life.
Albie Dang is awesome, dude. He has no filter, which I love. I love that guy. He has no filter.
Yeah. When's the last time you talked to him?
That one time he tried to talk to him through the
Discord.
Yeah,
it was like a month ago,
which wasn't working. I haven't caught him online, dude.
Because you never log in on Facebook.
I log Facebook?
Yeah, he's always on that messenger.
Oh, well, no. I don't really do Facebook anymore. Not really.
That's why you don't get to talk to Albie Dang.
You been talking to Albie Dang?
Once in a while. See what's up. He's online right now.
Really?
Yeah. He's on that messenger.
You mean like he's just on Facebook?
You send him a message on Messenger, he gets it, and he replies to you. That's how that works.
Yeah, but he's not, like, doing something to warrant me talking to him.
You want to talk to him because he's your friend. Isn't that enough?
It just seems weird to me sometimes.
I mean, I go on your
Twitch through channel, Facebook and stuff?
And I talk to you on your Twitch channel.
But that's different. Friends. I'm announcing what's the word I'm looking for here?
Candidacy for president?
God, I wish, dude. I wish. Yeah, I do. Because then they would put me up next to Donald Trump, and I would just punch him in the face.
You might win.
You heard about Hillary Clinton, though?
That she's not going to jail?
I thought she was being indicted.
I heard that she wasn't going to go to jail. And they were like, oh, forget about it.
I heard they were just building a case against her. She hasn't gone to court yet. She's being indicted, but she hasn't gone to court yet. So how can you know that?
That's just something I read on the internet. People are all like mad, like, oh, yeah, I guess she doesn't get to go to jail because she's in blah, blah, blah.
I think they're just speculating, but it's probably the truth.
Yeah, I mean, sad or Donald Trump, right? I mean, oh my God, dude. If she becomes a presidential candidate...
Are you looking at the choices this year?
Yeah, no.
This year, like it's every year. this term?
This quarter?
This quarter century?
No.
No, this quarter decade? No, not even.
We need something we can call 12 years. This quarter 12-year cycle?
We keep saying quarter because it's 4 years, but there's no quarter to it.
There is if you do a 12-year cycle.
There's no 12 years. Yeah.
That's a third, isn't it?
I don't know. Well,
no, I am.
This presidency votation device.
You're like on the sinking boat. It's like, oh, are there any more life rafts? No, we don't have any more flotation device. We have presidency rotation devices. Oh, am I going to make it? We don't know. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. But they're a lot cheaper.
Oh my God, dude. But, oh Jesus, I don't know.
As long as I don't touch my video games.
This was breaking news yesterday, by the way. The Hillary Clinton actually being indicted.
So does that mean that if she gets taken to jail, even though she's already been...
Well, she's got to go to court first. If she's been arraigned, she's still a president.
Yeah.
And then vice president will take over.
Does Bernie Sanders...
But you know the funny thing is...
Before she becomes president, does Bernie Sanders automatically get that ticket in? Or do they have to do a whole other
thing? I think it would be the House representative.
Really?
The House Speaker? House Speaker. Sorry. Speaker of the House.
Would become nominate for presidency?
He would have to be, because the other guy didn't win, so there's no way they just give it to that guy. Can't just give it to him.
He was second place. I mean, like...
It doesn't matter. He didn't win. That means people didn't want him as president. The majority of people did not want him as president.
No, it meant that delegates didn't want him as president.
Which is the majority of delegates. Which right. are influenced by our votes, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
I know. But what I'm saying
not according
is...
according to Utah.
What I'm saying is, if you lose a race... Well, naturally, sometimes they do give it to second place. I don't think... No.
Somebody's not so crazy after all.
Well, presidency shouldn't work like that. And I would assume they would give it to the Speaker of the House.
But what if he doesn't want to run for president?
He has to be. It's a law.
No, I'm going to say becoming president. Because you're talking about the order of succession... Of a president.
With no president, yeah. When the president dies or whatever, vice president.
Right.
Her vice president will become president.
We're at a
president. Who's her vice president?
I'm not saying she becomes president. I'm saying before she becomes president.
Oh, you're talking for I see.
Like during the race.
Who would become the candidate?
Yes.
Wow. That's never happened before. There's not enough time for that.
So it would probably just go to
Britain,
right?
Being indicted, it's going to take months.
Yeah, that's true. But do you think the Democratic...
You know who else is being indicted along with her?
Who?
Bill. Bill. And the foundation as a whole.
Good old Bill?
But Bill, yeah, dude, Bill's being indicted as well. They're going to go to jail as a couple.
Why is she taking Bill down? Bill's a good people.
Well, Bill helped with the whole bribery schemes, dude.
What bribery schemes?
The embezzlement or whatever.
I thought it was just that she had secret documentation on her server.
No, it was about her taking bribes from big companies and not reporting things. And then she erased all the emails that were proof of that.
Oh, see, that's different from what I heard. I heard it was just because she had secret information on her private server. And that was, like, not cool.
No, they were. It was. It's not called embezzlement. It was racketeering. Sorry, racketeering for racketeering.
Just like
those not embezzlement. Not embezzlement.
Just like those Counter-Strike players. Am I right?
Yeah. You know why the tennis teacher was mad at me one time? Because she caught me raising a racket.
Feel good about that?
I thought it was pretty good.
So, Hello Games, the guys doing No Man's Sky, their game has gone gold.
Oh, we're talking about video games here?
Yeah. It's official, they've gone gold, and they are already working on the first update.
No Man's Sky went gold.
Yeah, so people don't know if that update's going to be a DLC or just a day one patch or something else entirely. Don't know.
No Man's Sky posted like the first disc.
Yeah.
You saw that? You saw that picture?
Yeah. Out CDR on
yeah, the, yeah. No it's just Man's like written, like the old school ones that you used to do on your computer.
Also, if you're into games like Myst, Abduction is now out on Steam. You can pick up a copy of that. VR is not currently working, but they hope to have it out by the end of the year. What? Also, if you have a 3DS and you like hunting giant beasts, basically having boss mode, Monster Hunter Generations coming out this Friday. Get yourself in on that.
Meet some Lynx and some Okamis. Those and some Mega Mans.
Those are all cat costumes. They're all cat costumes.
That doesn't matter what they are. They're there.
You can play as a cat, though, so you can have the costume on and play as a cat.
Who else is in there? There's your Okami characters. Oh, it's Rider characters, Fire Emblem characters. Or maybe a character from each.
I mean, it's just costumes. You don't actually get to be the character. You just have these costumes.
It works just the same. It'll have that feel.
Now, I believe Strider uses dual swords, and I believe Fire Emblem uses a katana weapon. Very important.
Fire Emblem use katanas?
I think that in the Monster Hunter game.
Yeah, but I'm because just saying, like...
The full oh, I set guess they wouldn't... It's tied to a specific they weapon class.
Yeah, Link has a broadsword, so, right? I'm assuming.
Well, it's a cat.
Does a cat have a broadsword or not? Well, you can have any weapon, right? You can change weapons.
Yeah, but it's not a skin you put on your weapon.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you have Link, like, you can choose to wield a broadsword, right? And just kind of become familiar with the broadsword.
You mean a sword and shield? Or a giant, like,
berserk? Like a two-handed berserker sword or whatever.
Like a berserk? Like yeah. In the movie Berserk? Because that's what the greatsword is.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, you could...
Like... Freaking Cloud from Final Fantasy VII, like a broad ass sword.
It's not what a broadsword is.
It's a broad sword. It's a sword that's broad.
No, it's a broadsword specific length and size.
And thickness.
Not necessarily.
You're telling me that Sephiroth's sword is a broadsword?
No, his is a straight up. It's not a katana.
It's not a katana because it's longer than a katana. Does it make it a broadsword?
It's like a Dai something. It starts with a D.
Oh, it has a name?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there are katana-like swords that are longer than katanas and they have their own name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, you feel like an idiot now?
Feeling of embarrassment.
Yeah, no problem. Making me argue this.
What is a broadsword? What is a broadsword? Mr. Smarty Pants?
I think it's like 8 feet tall and
8 feet tall?
Like maybe that wide.
There's
like
no way a broadsword is 8 feet tall.
3 or 4.
You're talking about cartoons or something, dude, like a real broadsword.
I think there's only, there's probably more, but there's one big figure that was known for actually being able to one-hand the broadsword.
Interesting. You want to hear what Google has to say about this?
Sure, go ahead.
Google says that a sword with a wide blade is a broadsword, used for cutting rather than thrusting. Interesting, Google. So, a broadsword is broad, apparently. Wow. Well, then.
So, you're saying a katana is a broadsword?
Katanas aren't broad.
No, I see what you're saying. They're long in that one.
Yeah. Broad.
But you're saying if you took, a katana...
It wouldn't be a katana anymore. If you made it broad, it wouldn't be a katana anymore.
I mean, it would, because it would still have that fine edge that characterizes a katana.
It would make it a lot heavier... It wouldn't be good for thrusting anymore because of the weight.
I mean, katanas typically don't thrust.
Yeah, you thrust into enemies. Yes, katanas. I mean,
they're typically used for slashing now.
Slashing and thrusting.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not known for thrusting like a rapier or a short sword.
I don't know. I see a lot of thrusting in samurai movies. So,
yeah. I see a lot of slashing. I see most samurai movies end with the unsheathing of the blade. Actually, they unsheathe the blade, they kill the person, and they put it back in.
Yeah, if they're doing like that one, like that, so that's that, like that, a slash. That guns at midnight thing.
No, I've seen a lot
or
of...
Or Sundown. Of I think I'm in Sundown.
Yeah, Sundown. I mean, you know, like in Rashomon and stuff like
that. You're telling me that people do not get stabbed with katanas all the time? It happens all the time.
Not in this day and age.
You don't see that vegan everywhere you go?
I'm saying, like, every time I've seen people train to use a katana, they're doing slashing motions, not stabbing motions.
Well, it's because they're not using it right, dude.
The masters of modern-day katana use aren't using it right?
God, they're fakes. There's so many fakes out there. Just like psychics. Katana masters are like psychics, dude. You gotta know who the right one is. You know? Otherwise, they're just selling you a bunch of crap.
I'm saying, it has a curve built into it, so that stab is... You know, it's not the most optimum way of using the curved blade.
Vegan, my cow just died. I don't need your bull.
What?
My cow just died. I don't need your bull. I saw it on a bumper sticker a long time ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
It's on a bumper sticker for a reason.
I thought it was cute.
You put it on your car and you never...
Why don't you like it?
I thought you were playing Pokemon Go right now.
No. Oh, God. Hey, there's two Pokemons in your room, just so you know. I don't even play it.
Let's talk about it.
I don't even play it that much.
Really? Because you were playing it the entire time you were coming over. In fact, we made a detour so you can go to a Pokestop. You pulled off the side of the road can catch a Pokemon.
Oh, my God, I did.
You got vividly angry for like 3 seconds because a Pokemon was nearby and then disappeared, and you weren't close enough because you were in your car.
I had to move like 5 feet to the left, and I couldn't do it because I'm on the road. I couldn't do it. We were stopped in traffic, and all I had to do was just like, I could have gotten out the car and walked like 5 feet that way, and I would have done it. I would have done it, but then I would have been in the middle of the street.
You don't do that.
I don't know.
People learn from Ingress that is not a good idea.
But I'm not that into it. That's all I'm trying to say.
All I'm trying to say is just, you could probably listen back to a couple podcasts. I'm gonna try to paraphrase it to save you guys the trouble. I never got into Pokemon. Pokemon was for like kids. That thing came out when I was like 18.
I'm just saying I was doing other things while Pokemon came out.
I'm saying you're just happy that you're almost level 5.
So I can fight other Pokemons, dude. How does that not make sense? How is that not like something everybody does, dude? Everybody wants to build up their Pokemon so they can fight other Pokemon, dude.
See, I remember there being a line, something along the line.
I got like two.
I gotta give me that Pikachu.
I got two Rattata. I don't have a Pikachu yet. I want my Pikachu though. But I have two Rattatas. I think I leveled one up with the other Rattata. But the Bulbasaur, he's still kind of there. I got the little tiger dog thing. I forgot what his name is.
Growlithe.
Yeah, I think you caught that for me. But you ended up wasting one of my Pokeballs, or two. Did you waste two? You wasted two of my Pokeballs.
This is the first time I've ever flung a Pokeball.
Well, you should have learned from the first throw. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know what happened in the second one. I think the car bumped
and
I was like...
And then I got a Batarang. What is his name?
Zubat?
Yeah, that guy.
Batarang?
I don't know his name,
dude. Doesn't even look like a boomerang.
And then there was that guy, the scaly guy.
Sandshrew.
That's, yeah, the shrew. Stupid shrew jumped when I threw my Pokeball at it, dude. I threw it at him. He's just like, bruh. Yeah, right, buddy. And then I caught him with the second one, though. Look, it's whatever. It's just a phase, dude. I'll grow out of it pretty soon.
Turning it on right now, aren't you?
I'm not turning it on right now, man. I'm just saying, dude, it makes you go out there in real life, dude. You're out there like you're really searching for Pokemon, you know what I mean? It's an experience, bro. You have to play this. You have to download this thing, dude. When I was walking my dog yesterday, I had pretended like my dog was sniffing out Pokemon, dude.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. You didn't. Dude. No, I didn't, but maybe. I don't even know anymore, dude. I don't know if I did that. I could have done that. And maybe I did. And if I did, what would be wrong with that? You know, you're playing the game, you know, accented reality. What is the word? What's the
augmented
word? Augmented reality. That, you know, why not make it that much more fun, dude, by saying, hey, I have this Pokemon dog, you know? He's like a bloodhound for Pokemon, dude. Like that guy from Duck Hunt, man. Like that dog. That dog is my dog. Except there's no ducks. There might be a duck. Is there ducks?
Yeah, actually.
What are they called?
It has a little paintbrush.
It has a paintbrush?
Yeah.
That's his weapon?
Yeah.
What is he going to do? Paint you to death?
No, he just smashed you with it.
All I'm saying is, if there's ducks...
There's also there's a duck that's like a polygon duck.
Look, man. I'll grow out of it. I'm just saying. I'm doing it now because it's, you know, it's just a crazy phase. I'm just saying. Why aren't you playing it?
Oh, there's also Psyduck. He's a psychic duck.
Oh, psychic power duck.
There you go. So the top two right there are first generation, which are ones that you can catch. So he has a little paintbrush thing.
Yeah, I see that.
And then that's the polygon one. So those are all first generation, the polygon and those two. And of course they have evolutions and stuff like that.
I can't wait to evolve one of mine.
See, that's Psyduck's evolution. He turns blue for some reason. I don't know.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes when you evolve. Change colors, change characteristics. It's part of evolution, bro.
So let's talk about Pokemon Go. Because there's a lot to unpack.
I don't really know much about it, dude. All I know is... Okay, let's talk about the stories first.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant.
Oh, that's what you mean? Yeah. I
haven't played the game, so I can't talk about the game.
That's right. I don't understand why you haven't played it.
That Growlithe was the first time I flung a Pokeball.
Application ever.
Didn't you just like, oh, it's just a phase. I'm gonna grow out of it.
Right now, it's the best application ever, dude. It only has 5 million downloads. That's it.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it has more than that.
Did you hear it's made over, what is it, $14 million.
It's not even that worldwide yet.
There's no, it's delays. Not. Yeah. It's, yeah. Canada still doesn't have it.
I think Japan still doesn't have it.
Yeah, that's a lot of money and really, really fast.
Oh, people love Sky, them. Yeah, Pokeball.
They made Nintendo shares go up by a lot.
Like triple or something like that?
And like it's the highest it's been in a few months, I guess.
Highest it's been since the Wii?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Pretty good for Nintendo there. Oh, even though Nintendo's not the one putting it out there.
It's Niantic. Niantic, yeah. Who used to work for Google.
But Nintendo's the one...
They're raking in all that cash?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But there's been quite a few stories. There's been the brighter side, like Nintendo like making a bunch of money. It letting people go out and be communities and stuff like that. In Australia, they had a Pokemon meetup. There was like thousands of people in front of the opera house that's over in Australia,
the famous one.
You were seeing movies and stuff like that. It was like, they took a picture, and there was like just thousands of people. They all playing Pokemon Go, like, you know, smiling at the camera with their phones and stuff like that. And that's cool, you know, it's nice. I hear that somebody told me that in New York, the big intersection, Times Square, that was like, you can't even like walk through Times Square because of how many people are playing Pokemon Go. Yeah. Apparently it's a hot spot of Pokemon Go. There's like a gym there or something like that.
There's also the funny side of the stories where some chick was in labor and husband decided to catch a Pokemon that was on her delivery bed, man.
We gotta get the Pokemon out of the way.
It was like a pigeon.
Yeah, it was a little pigeon.
She's trying to catch me and tells the wife, hey, there's a pigeon on your bed. I'm gonna catch it real quick. And apparently she like rolled her eyes at him, but she had a good laugh about it too. But he got like a bunch of criticism from people, dude. It was like, your wife's laborer, playing Pokemon Go, don't play the game.
It only takes one hand.
And you know, he can record a baby with one hand, play Pokemon Go with the other.
He can record his baby coming out and cuddling up with some Pokemon.
Aww. You can pretend like the Pokemon's coming out of her.
Oh,
that take too far?
That might have taken it a little too far.
Well, it's like you're giving birth to a pigeon.
That means it's not your baby.
It's not your baby. Poor Pidget.
Poor Pidget. Forced to do unspeakable acts. And then there's the dark side of Pokemon.
Ooh, Go. There's a lot of dark side to it, too.
There's a lot of dark side. There is the people that created a Pokemon gym in a specific area. And then whenever somebody came to claim the prizes of this gym, something or Pokestop, whatever it is, held them up at gunpoint and robbed them. They did this to like 11 people?
Yeah, they all got caught, though.
Yeah, nine people. So, if you're playing Pokemon Go, bring a friend with a gun.
Make sure it's a crowded area.
Yeah, make sure it's a crowded area. We don't want you finding dead people in the river.
There's another one. There's another one. Yeah. Was it a river?
It was like a city river. Like I think it was one of those man-made rivers.
Yeah. Yeah, chick looking for some Pokemons, found a dead body instead.
Yep. But she caught her Haunter. Because it's a ghost type Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's the entire Reddit subreddit of Pokemon Go. People taking those sweet, sweet pictures of naked people. No, I pulled it down. I'm talking about naked people. In this news report, Pokemon Go has been found to be taking pictures.
This is good news music. Yeah. Just go with it, go with it.
Yeah, it was. People have been found that their loved ones are taking pictures of them naked before the act of coitus with Pokemon Go. Now, people are wondering, how can this be happening? Pokemon Go uses your phone's built-in camera, and you're able to take pictures using the application showcasing Pokemon. The most famous one is a picture of a Charmander in front of the naughty bits of a woman's rear end with the tagline,
"What?
When you're about to smash, but Pokemon Go is life." There is also another one of, there's a Pokemon that looks like a bunch of broken eggs. And,
Oh, yeah, what is that?
Executor's an evolved version, I believe. It's egg something. And it's, this one, it's not censored by the Pokemon. You can actually see the private, parts of the female body. And the caption is, "She can't get pregnant, though. I stole all her eggs."
Wow. Wow. Alright, yeah. Time to turn this music off.
And there's also a bunch of dick pics, because...
Because, why dicks. Not? Because yeah. Dick pics.
Because dick pics. On the funnier side of this, though, people have taken to using the Pokemon Diglett to represent themselves, getting an erection. It's kind of funny and cheeky. It's been used quite well, actually. Like, people have their pants open, and there's, like, a little Diglett.
Oh, what?
A Diglett.
That's a thing?
That's a Pokemon.
It's a Diglett?
It's Diglett.
It's Diglett's?
Oh, yeah.
That name's dirty, bro.
Have you not known? The Diglett meme has been around for a very long time.
I told you, man. I didn't get into the
This has been a meme since like way back. Since like Game Freak first released this game. Before Game Freak released the game, when it was still just an anime over here.
Diglett. Oh my god. Diglett looks like one.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a ground class.
Oh yeah.
Weakness, weak to ice, grass, and water. Wow. Three weaknesses. Yeah,
he's pretty weak. He evolves into Dugtrio. Which are three Diglets.
Really, yeah, I see that. Yeah. Wow. Okay. It looks like a mole of some kind and
something like that, yeah.
Very very interesting Pokemon here that we have here. Let's paint a little happy tree next to this Pokemon. A little happy tree. Remember, there's no mistakes, just happy accidents.
That's what I'm called.
We're a happy accident.
Made myself sad.
I was just a surprise.
There was nothing happy about it. But, there's also... what were we talking about? Taking pictures, Diglets.
Yeah, pictures, porn.
Yeah, so there's an entire Reddit page dedicated to people's Pokemon Go porn pictures.
Yeah, it didn't take very long, did it?
No. But this is kind of a fun story. So somebody decided to turn the West Baptist Church, WBC, into a Pokemon gym. And they captured that Pokemon gym with the Clefairy. You know, fairy-type Pokemon. And then they posted it online. And, you know, it's kind of funny, tongue-in-cheek. Oh, there's a fairy on the, you know, WBC. Right? Because if you're not familiar with them, they're known for their anti-gay, almost basically riots. They're, like, one of the most outspoken.
Yeah, they don't respect anybody.
Yeah. They're not liked by most people at large, I would say.
Not at all.
Yeah. So, but they found out about this. They went on their Twitter, and they started talking about how he's putting quotes on the Bibles and stuff like that, and basically saying Pokemon Go is a sin, and this is, like, the start of the end. And
what?
And, like, that little video was, like, a little screenshot was, like, Pikachu, and said, like, God hates faggots.
Nice.
Yeah.
Stay classy.
And that was their attack. Apparently they did redid a song from like the cartoon that Jigglypuff sings, and they put like their own words into it. I haven't heard it, so I don't think I wanted to hear it really. So that was their response to somebody putting the Clefairy on their church.
I can't believe this is a real church.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do they have government exempt status, or did they take that away? I remember they're saying something about them someone petitioning for that, for them to get their status taken away.
I don't know. I have not heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't right for the person that made that church a Pokemon gym either. Like, it wasn't, because they did it with bad intentions.
They did it with funny intentions.
I think they were just trying to be trolling? Pretty rude.
No, I think they're just trying to be silly. And I think
rude is a subtle, you know, it's an understatement here. They tried to be nasty with them, dude. Come on.
It's jokes. Like, oh, look, there's a fairy Pokemon on there. They were the ones that turned around and started spewing out the hate. I guess there's something they can do about it. They have to hire somebody to that plays Pokemon Go to get rid of the Clefairy and put something else on there. Like a Togepi.
You keep saying these things. And I just don't know.
But you want to know.
I'll find out sooner or later. For damn sure.
But yeah, it's actually funny that you were defending yourself for playing Pokemon Go. Well, no, I'm technically... I'm technically the one that's, like, probably more under attack, because I'm, like, the only person I know that doesn't play Pokemon Go at this current point in
time. You actually have played it.
Oh, I flung one Pokeball.
That's playing it, and I'm counting it.
You should actually hit up Bobby Dang and see if he plays Pokemon Go, and you guys can talk about your Pokemon Go experiences.
I know for a damn fact that he doesn't. I don't even need to ask him. How do you know? I know, because I know what he plays.
Does he look down on you now?
He might say something bad because of it, yeah.
Well, we'll see if he says something in the comments. I'd be very interested. Yeah, why wouldn't he be like that? Charlie Chaos might have brought it in. He was like, let me take a look at that. What is this? You got that Pokemon Go? Hey, you know what? It's pretty fun. Pretty good.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's that guy. He's not that guy. He doesn't... Yeah. Oh, man. I don't want to tell... Well, he's going to find out now.
Yeah, he's going to find out now. I think it's perfectly well within his range of possibility for him to pick up Pokemon Go. I mean, you never played a Pokemon game, and look at you.
What? I'm not crazy for it, man.
You pulled over on the side of the dirt road.
Dude, my phone said there was a Pokemon there, dude. I can't just drive and try to catch a Pokemon.
You were playing while driving, so yeah.
I was just glancing over at my phone to see if there was a Pokemon there. If there was a Pokemon that popped up, I would have pulled over.
Yeah.
I did pull over. I pulled over!
It's okay, man. It's taking the world by storm. You don't have to feel bad.
It's not like I'm driving in plane. I'm not driving in plane. Semi.
You're paying attention half to the road and half to the sounds your phone makes.
It's so bad. It's bad, isn't it?
It's bad.
It's bad. It's yeah. bad.
It's called addiction.
I'm bad, okay? Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, you're sucked. Here's the funny thing, though. Here's the real kicker. Jeff's kids do not play Pokemon Go.
Look, they weren't even, like, born when this was popular, dude.
It's popular right
now. It's popular right now because of Pokemon Go. It's repopularized. But I'm just saying, it kind of died off a little bit.
I'm saying...
Not died off completely.
I'm sure of those millions of people that are playing it, like, probably at least half of them were kids. They probably have, like, 10 friends at their schools that play Pokemon Go. They decided, no, I'm too cool for this. My dad plays Pokemon Go. You're probably the reason they don't play
Pokemon Go. This came out when I was a teenager, man. Come on.
Pokemon Go did not.
Well, no, Pokemon. Like, they can't say a 35-year-old person can't be playing Pokemon Go because he's too old. No, no, no. This is part of childhood right here.
I'm saying, right? Your kids probably don't play Pokemon Go because, like, oh, that's something my dad plays.
No. 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 That's not true at all.
It's okay. The internet hates me, not you.
Man.
I'm going to get so much hate mail. I'm for like... Somebody's going to post this on
some... I wish we got hate mail. I want hate mail.
Somebody's going to post this on some Pokemon Go, like, Reddit somewhere and be like, listen to how Dan just berates Jeff for playing Pokemon Go. He's an evil son of a bee. Beedrill.
Why is he such a narc? Narc.
Why is he trying to make his friend feel uncomfortable for enjoying a classic game that's better than Super Mario Brothers?
Ooh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's how
much people love this game. $14 million.
Which Super Mario Brothers?
One.
That's all I wanted. Oh, don't mess with the classic.
$14 million. Don't mess with the classic, bro.
If I would have heard two, I would have been cool with it. Definitely not three.
That's how much people love Pokemon, dude. That's why there's more hype for Pokemon than there is for Mario games.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Especially now. Especially now.
Yeah. The times, they are changing. Shall we do Twitter question of the week?
What? You tell me this is over?
But did you want to talk more?
Oh my god, yes!
Oh, yeah, then go ahead.
Holy crap, we haven't even touched on anything.
Well, touch away.
Oh my god, I'm trying to touch it, but I can't find it.
No, we'll just look under the folds.
What fold? No, it's... Oh, I'm reaching in, but... It's just... It's not here. Where is it? Where did it go?
Did you look under there?
Oh, my God. Oh, my... Check it back. Smells under here. Oh, it does smell.
Yeah.
Oh, something died
that's
in
why,
here?
That's why people don't usually go that way.
What did you put in here?
Oh, don't worry about it. Something might have died in there. I'm not...
I think it's still moving. Seriously, where is it?
Did you check under the chair? And you did pass out in the chair, so I mean, all things considered.
Oh my god! Yeah. Dude, seriously, did you steal it?
No, I don't even know which.
Oh my god, about. Dude! I fell through the crack.
Yeah,
it's in the crack right now.
All right.
Oh, much better.
Mm. Oh, watch out, there's a Diglett on your crack.
Oh, yeah, I was going to do the whole Nintendo corner thing, dude. There's the whole Nintendo corner. Oh, dude, there's still so... How much... What are we at right now? What's our time right now?
We're like 49.
Oh, we got time, bro. We got time. All I want to say is, Nintendo's been, giving out their characters to a bunch of different companies now for money purposes.
Right.
They got the Vans...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The backpacks shoes. And shoes and socks and whatnot. And now they're doing Yogurtland with Frozen Yogurt.
Really?
Yeah, there's a Mario chocolate one,
Bowser. Mario chocolate?
There's Mario and Bowser are the first ones to come out, and then there's going to be, like, other ones coming out within, like, you know, like, week after week
you
after
know what
week.
I would have done? What? Kirby Tutti Frutti.
There might be a Kirby. There might be a Kirby.
Either Cotton Candy or Tutti Frutti. That would have been my first one.
Ooh, Kirby would be perfect with Cotton Candy, I think. I think Cotton Candy would be the better one, yeah.
Oh, you forgot there's a Fox McCloud costume for Monster Hunter Cats.
I didn't see that one.
It's a new one.
All right.
Actually looks pretty good.
And there's also, this is a Nintendo blog right here, right? Nintendo blog, right?
I'm so freaking out, but Mario chocolate? That's a weird combination. I would have done like strawberry. Because you got the red suit.
Mm. Yeah, I think strawberry would be more of a peach thing, though.
No, peach would be a peach thing.
That makes more sense. But yeah, the Luigi Toad, Donkey Kong, I think, is coming out with one.
Donkey Kong would make a good chocolate.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I think Donkey Kong would have been the better chocolate choice. But they're going to be released like a week after week.
Who these clowns are. They didn't consult us on what these flavor profiles should be.
Stupid Nintendo shenanigans. Nintendo's considering making a controller for smartphones.
That's interesting.
Now that they decided that, this Wiiverse thing, what is it called again? I forgot what it was called.
The Miitomo,
there we go, Miitomo. Now they got the Pokemon Go, which is, like, insane right now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Dude, like, so they're like, oh, I think we're going to stick with smartphones now. I think,
Virtual console on the
phone?
Oh,
my God, dude. It's going to become a thing, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to become a thing.
How does that make you feel?
That's whatever, as long as they keep on popping out Zeldas.
On your phone?
No.
Oh.
No.
Now the tunes are changing.
On the NX, buddy.
On the NX. That's all they put out on the NX, just Zelda games. They put everything else on your phone.
And Sony certifies with the FCC a wireless adapter. For what purposes?
Possibly for a USB dongle to connect to your PC.
Mm-hmm. But what is it making? Why is it so important to Sony now?
Because
are they doing the PC, the Xbox thing, huh? Are they actually thinking about this?
Possibly.
Even though they said no?
It could also be because they have a growing library of games that are cross-play with the PC, such as Street Fighter.
Like, one game?
No, there's more than one.
I'm sure there's more than one, but there's only one that I can think of.
There's only one that you hear about.
Which is Street Fighter.
Yeah. Rocket League was also another one.
Speaking of rocketing, the Red Dead Redemption sales rocketed 6,000%.
6,000?
6,000% after it became backwards compatible.
Yeah. I think a lot of people missed the boat the first time it came around.
Everybody was saying it was a good game. I mean, it got good reviews. Everybody was...
I'm just
surprised it didn't sell great then.
Because I think people didn't notice it. I think it got... If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard somebody talk about it got released during, like, some really stiff competition.
Ah, yes.
So it kind of just, like, got swept under.
Evolve. We didn't talk about Evolve either.
Well, this is why you
Evolve have is free to play on PC only.
Free to play!
Oh my god. What is happening? What is happening?
I don't know.
If you have a PC, your PC can play Evolve. You can play Evolve for free.
There you go.
My PC can't play Evolve. Otherwise, I would get it.
There's like a million people playing that now.
There's all kinds of characters now. Like, just, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff in there.
Oh, I showed Jeff why he needs to upgrade his PC and get VR goggles. You want to talk about that?
Virtual arcade? Hell yeah, dude.
Let's talk about that.
That thing was super awesome.
So I showed them a video, and I was like, hey, that video's in that split screen mode that people record their VR because they're dumb and don't know how to record it properly. Because I've seen plenty of people record it just fine, so the regular viewer doesn't have to get double vision, you know?
With that double vision.
I was like, hey, Jeff, pull out your Gear VR. Let's see if that works. And it worked. And it was amazing.
Yeah. When you stepped into the arcade, it brought back memories of me going into this arcade called Launchpad.
Oh, that was at our local mall. It looks like the same floor, yeah, right?
Yeah, 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 dude. It was exactly the same, dude. Like the neon, everything, dude.
Dude,
the,
what if that guy that made it lives around here, and that's why it looks the same? What if he? What if he was remembering Launchpad? That'd be so.
Was
cool.
It the same setup?
No, no, because Launchpad was circular.
No, it wasn't.
Which one are you thinking?
Launchpad was not circular.
It was kind of ovular. It was not the same because it. Launchpad did not have bowling balls.
Oh, I mean, that's. I mean, you're gonna add more to it, but it just. It's. I wonder if it had the same setup where. Because it was just like the one section. It was just the one room.
Yeah, it was just a rectangular room. Yeah. Right? I remember Launchpad had like it had kind of like a circular like lineup.
Oh, I think it. Arcades. I think there was a wall that kind of curved.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. I miss that place, man.
Yeah, the place was fun.
But
it was this thing was cool. It had arcades, and like you actually, when you were playing the games, the joysticks and buttons would press and stuff like that. You actually looks like you were playing it on a TV. It had Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Or it had a Super Nintendo it had Genesis the, combo
the,
thing.
The what do you call those? The
scan lines.
The scan lines, yeah.
Yeah.
Which made it look so authentic, dude. It was like awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool, and it had bowling and darts. And cassette tape, but it had stuff like AC/DC.
80s music, and the 80s and 90s music, yeah. The good stuff.
It just had a TV, in general. There's Game Boys, but here the Game Boys don't work that well, because you can't really see the screen.
Just go closer, man.
But in our case. So all I want, all they have to do to make this thing perfect, is to make it a lobby. So people just jump in the arcade, and you're playing games with people.
I mean, you can use your fight stick to play the video games.
Yeah.
Make it compatible, man. If it isn't already.
I don't know.
Get a fight stick and play some classic Street Fighter 2 in there.
I mean, you could probably make it compatible with, like, a wrap.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone will fix it anyway. Someone will make it compatible.
Somebody will make it compatible. It makes me want to upgrade this computer so I can play that thing, dude.
I think your computer can play it.
I don't think so. I think it's just, like, one step too back.
You can check, you know. You can check. Could, you can go on the Rift website, and they'll actually run a check on your PC.
I should do that.
Ubisoft is giving away Splinter Cell.
Again?
No, isn't the same one. It's not the same one. They were giving away. What were they giving away last time?
The one where he's not wearing his Splinter Cell outfit, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember. But it was the first. It's the first Splinter Cell. Just you can go on there. Their website register, or you gotta register to whatever program thing. It's all free, whatever. It's not like a pay site or anything.
Uplay?
Yeah. Is that what it's called? I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, it's called Uplay.
Okay. So, a couple of, Xbox is, wants to make PC gaming better.
Right.
So, they're asking people to take a survey. And you can take the survey at Windows Insider Program, PC Gamer Survey. That's what it's called. So if you search for that, Windows Insider Program, PC Gamer Survey, it would. I'm sure it'll pop give up. You the link where you can actually take the survey. They want to make everything. They want to make their system PC. I guess I don't know, man. I don't know what the whole deal is now with Microsoft, dude. But yeah, they're asking for people's opinion about what can be better on their PC gaming side.
Access to Steam as your shop instead of the Windows shop.
Really?
They
isn't that like a competitor at all, kind of?
If they sell their games, they care.
I suppose, but like it's either them taking the whole profit or sharing the profit with Steam.
Yeah, but see, the problem is everybody loves Steam. Steam is a mountain that Microsoft cannot climb.
No, Steam is gigantic. Steam is the one.
Steam and GOG, that's it.
Steam is Neo. No, GOG's not even relevant anymore, dude.
GOG's so relevant.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't see GOG being relevant.
Because Steam
anymore.
Is DRM, whereas GOG is not.
Yeah, but
DRM.
It's all the same, dude. I mean, you're not. I mean, how often are you gonna switch computers?
No, there are games that if you don't have Steam on stuff like the if you're in a
but you can play my Steam games on your
if
PC.
If your internet cuts out, you can't play some of your games. Or all of your games. No. You can't log into Steam to access your games. Yeah.
You don't need to log in.
Yeah. I've had this problem before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid then.
That is stupid. That's why people like GOG. Because it doesn't matter. You already download it. It's on your system. You download it. There's no checks. You just play it.
I gotta try that. I'm gonna disconnect my internet, see if I can actually play the games.
I don't know if it's for all games. I think it's for, like, newer games where they would have a check, probably. Because I feel like some games worked, but some didn't. For sure, some didn't. Huh.
A couple of more things that I have, and then I'm done.
That's fine. Take your time.
Adam Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You don't remember, huh? He was the VP of third-party relations and developer technology. Is PlayStation?
Yep.
Is leaving PlayStation to become an actual developer himself.
To go back to developing.
He actually worked with Capcom for, I think, 3 years, something like that, as head of the development at Capcom.
That's what happened. That's why we're not getting Monster Hunter on PlayStation anymore. He jumped over to PlayStation and, like, Capcom was like...
He wasn't working on the Monster Hunter. Maybe he was. I don't know.
He might have been working on that local on that partnership. That's how he got it so good with Sony.
I mean, he was the head of them, too. Yeah, I'm sure he worked with a lot of projects. Maybe not directly, but...
Making those deals. Those exclusivity deals.
So, yeah, I mean... He wasn't with Sony that long, either. It wasn't that long, but he decided that he needs to go back to making games himself, so...
That's good for him.
Yeah.
It would be funny.
Whatever's better for him.
If Sony doesn't want his games.
That'd be a jerk move, dude.
That'd be a real jerk move.
And the last bit of news that I have is the creator of the Ultima games... the Ultima series, the PC stuff.
RPG, yeah.
Yeah, like the old ones look hella weird, dude. They're like all super pixelated and stuff, you know what I mean? Like they look like Oregon Trail almost.
It's because they ran on computers, that's how they had the look.
Like in 80 something?
Like Amigas and yeah, Commodores dude. And stuff like that, yeah.
I was looking at those games, I was like, holy crap, dude. This is memories right here, man. Even Nintendo was like that, though. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it was a little better, though. Nintendo was a little better.
It's also Nintendo was, like, older than those games.
But that guy is selling, was selling his blood on eBay.
Right.
And eBay's like, yeah, we're not going to let you sell your blood here. It's part of our no body parts or something policy. So
how desperate does the guy have to get? He's like, I'm just gonna sell my blood.
Seriously, dude, and people are actually buying it.
Oh yeah,
of course people are buying it. At least one person paid $8,000 for his blood.
I mean, somebody, people were bidding on like a tissue that like Tom Cruise used to sneeze into.
How can you prove that? How can you freaking prove that, dude? I don't
know, but people wanted it. People wanted it.
People want this guy's blood too, apparently, for $8,000. Which was, like, the highest one that he sold.
So they can clone him.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't get it. I don't get it. I understand him being, like...
Famous?
More desperate enough, I guess, to sell his blood.
Yeah.
You know? But... Because... Especially if he's getting these kind of numbers, dude. But... Seriously, man. You have issues, bro. You got issues. And whoever's buying them has issues, too.
Let's take a step back though, and let's put it in a new perspective.
Okay.
That perspective being, he's so metal.
He's so metal that he can sell his blood.
Yeah.
And people will buy.
Doesn't that make him seem cooler now?
If you draw it, they will buy.
Yeah, literally. There's plenty of people that if you draw it, people will buy it.
I mean. I think Ozzy could get away with this like crazy.
Oh, yeah. People would expect it from him. Not so much. Not since his reality show. It's kind of toned him down a bit.
It's Ozzy, bro.
Gwar could get away with it.
Oh. Gwar's no more.
The whole band is banned?
No, one of the members died.
Yeah. But the band is banned.
They haven't played a show since. At least I don't think so.
No, that's
I mean, they played here every year. Every year they came by, they haven't been by.
Yeah, they did a show with the Aquabats. You hear about that? They were villains to the Aquabats.
Pool party party.
It was a cool party.
Hey, yeah, that's it for me. That's all I got.
All right, let's pull up that Twitter question of the week. Here.
All right.
What video game character do you most relate to? Nothing on Twitter.
Oh, guys, is it me again? Is it me again, people? Jesus Christ, man.
Let's go on the Facebooks. Did we anger...
I think we angered the plentitude.
We angered Solo, A31. He was like our main Twitter follower.
He didn't even answer. There's no answer.
He didn't answer.
Nobody answered, huh?
We have one answer from a Mr. Sterling. His answer was...
Not even Riddle Master answered?
Not even I'll Be Dang answered.
Fine, I'm just going to stop making questions.
No, you're just going to think about it and come up with better ones.
I guess so. I could think about it from now.
Yeah,
you got the next one, but...
Damn it.
You don't even have one, do you?
So, Mr. Sterling responds with, Dan Hibiki. He even adds a little image. You know, Dan Hibiki is actually a good one.
He's a funny character.
He's like the most relatable character in video games for the most part.
The dumb guy? The guy who thinks he's bad, but he's not?
He's just...
The underdog?
He has heart.
He does have heart.
Right? He doesn't let anything get him down. He keeps striving towards his goal.
Yeah.
Of getting a pupil.
Yeah.
He is a real human condition.
Yeah.
Not Ryu. Like, oh, I'm fighting evil within me. It's making me a demon. Not Ken. I'm a rich playboy. Satsui
no Hado. Just so you know.
So, Mr. Sterling, I applaud you. That was a very good answer.
He's that character, man. I don't mean like Mr. Sterling. I don't.
No, you don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's the everyday man. Dan Hibiki's the everyday man.
Just can't put that guy down, you know?
What's yours?
What's mine?
You want me to go first?
Well, sure.
All right. Justin from Grandia.
Beaver? Oh.
I guess Beaver would have a video game by now, wouldn't he?
He probably does, dude.
Yeah, he probably does. No, Justin from Grandia, because Justin is optimistic. He's always looking for that next big adventure. And although I don't go out on grand adventures like they do in that game because it's a video game, I do like to see what's new, what's next. I often get bored with the same routine. I like to mix it up.
We've been doing Uncore Gamers for a while, bro.
I know. That's why we're mixing it up with the Encore Gamers Twitch channel.
I gotta get that LGP loaded on your computer, dude, because...
The hell's LGP?
The Live Gamer Portable from AverMedia? My capture card?
No.
Get with the times, bro.
I'd use OBS. Stream off OBS.
No. But I want to capture with the HD camera.
You mean for live podcasting?
Yeah! You're a jerk. So you're a jerk.
What?
Why no?
Why no what? Oh, because it messes up with my files for some reason.
Ah, yeah, there's that. You say that.
It acts all weird.
I never saw it, but...
Actually, it's probably okay now, too, since we use OBS to just stream on Twitch. It's easier.
With the webcam, yeah.
Yeah, we don't use the other one anymore.
Well,
it's true. We could just use OBS and yeah. I mean, the webcam seems fine. I don't think anybody's complaining about the quality of our image.
You know, I was thinking about
people need to see two fat guys in higher definition.
Man, this definition is awesome. I can see all their rolls.
I can see how sweaty they are, even though it is clearly cold outside.
Oh my god.
I can see them shoveling those cupcakes into their mouths.
Not any cupcakes, Hostess cupcakes. The you whole thing.
You see that big? How big their smiles got when they brought in that cake?
I remember that. They almost burnt your face off, like in that movie Face Off.
Something not happened in Face Off.
But yeah, dude, that those candles got pretty close to the faces, man.
Yeah, they got real close.
Well, to at least to yours, not so much mine. I saw it coming, so I was just like, you know, with that quick juke.
I was like coughing up smoke.
You blew all the damn smoke in my face. Did you not see that? That happened. That was real.
I did not see that.
You saw that. You need to look at that video clip, dude, because it was there. It was a thing, man.
It's awesome.
It's not awesome, dude. It was disgusting. All the smoke, and it like lingered in my face. That's the problem. It just lingered. There was like there's no air circulating in this room. And there's just a big old cloud right there, dude.
Well, at least you're a little bit more used to having clouds of smoke lingering in your face than I am.
Hmm. Good old times. Wow.
You know how to handle that situation. I gotta watch that now.
Yeah, seriously, dude. It's a real thing. It happened. Even if you don't remember it, it actually happened.
Can somebody make that a meme?
You can't make a meme out of a... You could pause it at the right time. Do the perfect still shot of that.
No, you could do like the little GIF meme.
Oh, GIF meme?
Yeah, GIF meme.
Is it GIF or GIF?
I think they said it's GIF. I think it's...
Why wouldn't it be a J if it was GIF?
I don't know. I can't recall.
It seems like G would be a GIF.
I know the guy who made it officially said how you pronounce it. But I don't remember what he said anymore, because it was like 2 weeks ago. So, what's your answer?
I'm gonna go. Okay, and you might disagree with me on this one, but I'm gonna go. I'm going with Chrono Trigger, with Chrono from Chrono Trigger. Okay. Now, everywhere I go, I'm a lovable character, and Chrono was a lovable character. Like, everybody liked Chrono, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I don't know. Like, he had this thing about him that people just, you know, just like him. You know what I mean? And I think it's been like that for me. Like, I don't know. I just think I'm a lovable guy, dude. And, you know, and here's the part that you might think is unlike me, but I feel like I'm a quiet person. Until you get to know me. But if I'm like, you know, I don't try to be the life of the party, you know what I mean? But like people, once people get to know me, like I think I'm more,
talkative,
rambunctious. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, like Chrono, I feel like I'm, you know, more of a quiet person in that heart.
Interesting.
Because he never talked in the game.
No.
In case you guys didn't know, he's the only character that didn't talk.
Maybe he's mute.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. We'll have to.
That's why everybody loved him, because he was a town mute. He had an advantage at not talking.
You're making me look like a jerk again.
Now, Twitter question for next week.
Yeah, what is it? What is it, vegan?
Oh, I got this.
Let's got it? All right.
Pull up to Twitter so I can type it out real quick. All right. What gaming monster do you want to die to?
Wow. None?
No, one of them's going to kill you, but you get to choose which
you
one.
You have to die to a monster.
To a gaming monster. Now, not a gaming human character, a gaming monster.
It has to be non-humanoid?
Yep. Or at least not...
Not non-humanoid, not human-ish.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, if it's like an alien planet and they're basically...
Like, no Kefka.
No Kefka, yeah.
Actually, Kefka turned into a weird thing at the end. Like a tower of monsters all put together.
It was actually like a representation of like the different stages of Christianity, because there was like the Virgin Mother, Virgin, and there was like Jesus and then God at the top.
It was physical. It was physically there. They fought every part.
I know. I'm just telling you what it was representing.
You don't know that.
Yeah, actually, the creator said that had an article. There was an article where he talked about it.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't think they would put something about Christianity in one of their games.
There's a lot of stuff in most Japanese games. They like to play with the concept of religion and stuff like that. You learn there's something new every day.
I guess so, yeah. So what's the...
What?
Kind of curious. What's the Twitter question?
Just said it.
I know.
Yeah.
I actually did forget for a second. I got lost in thought for a while.
So what are we discussing at the end of this episode?
What do you mean? Oh, I forgot we were doing that too.
Yeah. You forget a lot of things.
I do forget a lot of things. I've just been thinking about things right now.
All right.
I don't know. What should we discuss?
What should we discuss? Best mascot. Best gaming mascot ever.
Really?
Why not? Go ahead.
Really?
I don't know.
Best one's Mario, dude.
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot has died.
Crash Bandicoot
has died.
I'm not saying currently running. I'm saying best mascot ever. Crash Bandicoot was a better mascot. Crash Bandicoot spoke to the people in a language they understood.
But the funny thing is, he was brought in for such a limited time. Like, it doesn't...
He did the dance.
That was awesome. The dance was awesome, dude.
He went on stage
shows. I love grabbing diamonds,
bro. He did it
bro.
Live. When's the last time you've seen somebody come out live as Super Mario? Not since the cartoon.
Like the live action?
Yeah.
That show was epic, bro.
I love how it doesn't even sound like Mario when he's doing it. He's like, hey, Luigi, what are you doing over there?
Man, I'm Mario. Luigi, I think Luigi tried.
Yeah.
But Mario, yeah. Mario was like, I don't know. He was a wrestler? Was he a wrestler?
He was a wrestler, right? Yeah.
But I mean, dude, Mario just had so much stuff, dude, that has just like been memorable. The cartoons, the whole live action thing. The face on Nintendo 64, Super Mario 64, where you can contort it and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, like, and there was people, in Nintendo Power, there was a thing where they asked you to make weird pictures with the Nintendo 64 thing, dude. And some people made some weird stuff, bro. Like, I tried to repeat the process in the magazine pictures. I didn't understand how they made it, dude. It was just like...
Two controllers, man?
No, I don't know, dude. But I was like, you can't stretch this part like this. How did you do that? It was weird.
People speedrunning Mario's face.
I guess so, man. It was pretty awesome, though. But he's just... I mean, he's been the face of Nintendo forever, dude. And he's just like... He'll live forever. He will live forever, dude.
I mean, Crash Bandicoot, his game's been dead for a while, but people don't forget.
People don't forget, but people do forget.
I mean, when
people forget until they're reminded,
when
dude.
When the music came out, that crowd, during the PlayStation conference.
But that's what I'm saying, dude.
Went wild. People want it. People want that new Crash Bandicoot more than they want that new Mario.
Oh, nah, I would agree with that. But it's only because it's been so long.
Because the character was so strong.
No, but you gotta remember, like Mario crap comes out all the time, dude. You can't miss something that's just always there.
But see, Crash.
But Crash was Crash gone.
Has more personality though. You can identify Crash. You know what type of person Crash is.
You've obviously never played Legend of the Seven Stars, Super Mario Brothers RPG.
All I'm saying is that. You know, I'm convinced that Mario hates Luigi.
Oh, I'm... Because yeah, of Mario no, Tennis. I know he hates Luigi. I know he does. I want you to do me a favor and play Super Mario RPG.
When you play Lunar Silver Star.
I don't have it! I have Super Mario RPG, though.
You're
gonna... And a Super Nintendo.
Well, I have a Sega CD and Lunar Silver Star.
No. Do you really?
Yeah.
You don't even know where it is.
The Sega CD is right there, and I believe there's also with the orbs in the living room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, then.
Alright. Sounds good.
Are you going to play Super Mario RPG, then?
I started it once a long time ago.
And stopped because...
Because... I don't know.
I think Super Mario RPG is one of Mario's best performances ever, dude.
I think most people,
if not the most, the best performance.
It's funny, right? I would say it's not. I would say it's Geno's best performance.
Geno,
because the only thing I ever hear people talk about.
Yeah, Geno, because Geno was OP, dude. That's why. You know what I learned in that speedrun, though?
What
I learned that you can give Geno's power to you can give characters powers to other characters.
Really?
Like I forgot his name, the cloud guy.
Oh,
Mallow. Yeah. You can give like Mallow's Thunderbolt to Peach, or really? Geno's like laser beam attack to Peach or to whoever. But Peach has like I think the highest magic, so like you know, it's, you give it yeah. All to Peach. There's like a trick to it, and huh. Like and I was just like I don't even remember seeing that in the last speedrun. I don't even know if that was a new strat, yeah. But it was it was pretty great, dude. I mean, when they gave Geno's power to Peach, when Peach used that power, she turned into Geno, but the color palette stayed the same. So it was pink Geno.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the game's thinking right there, dude. But
so if you gave it to Mario, and if you gave Mallow's power to Mario, and you would turn into a red Mallow, and you'd look like a blood clot.
I would. Oh my god, dude! I wonder about that now. No one's ever gonna do that, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's just it wouldn't work out for a speedrun.
Not for a speedrun, but not just.
Oh well, I mean, just to do it, yeah. I don't know. I'll look that up, because I'm sure somebody's done it when they figure. I mean, when you see like you can give powers to other people, I'm sure like
you do it
like,
with everybody.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, Legend of the Seven Stars, man. It's a good game, bro. It's a good game.
Well, guys, why don't you let us know who you like better, Mario or Crash as a mascot, as Mascot Supremo.
Or give us your own opinion.
That's what I just told them to do. Oh, your own mascot opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Who do you think is the best mascot ever? Let us know. Let us know on the Twitter. Let us know on the Facebook. If you really need to, you can let us know in the email, uncoregamers@gmail.com. If you don't know, the Uncore Gamers Twitch channel is currently up and available for you to follow and befriend, so that you can know when we get that all started.
I will be working on that graphic, the background or the banner, the offline banner. We gotta come up with a picture too for the icon,
right?
And also filler for the description stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we gotta do all that stuff. It's a lot of work, dude.
It's a lot of work.
But it'll get done.
And it'll be your home for all streams, really, to friends and loved ones of Uncore Gamers.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for sharing it with your friends. Thanks for going to iTunes and telling people you love it and doing all that cool stuff that helps us get noticed by other people around the world to help grow this fan base into a loving home. That we all know it is.
It is time for us to Pokemon Go. Good night, everybody.